There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today.
To talk about some just astounding information in the book, The Expectation Effect. And then I'm also going to bring up some nutritious superfoods that I am reprioritizing to bring back into my diet. With all three of these things, hopefully helping you optimize your life and optimize your performance. Let's get into it. Pre-workout. Hopefully you guys at this point are not taking the pre-workout that has all the junk in it, the aspartame and the sucralose and the yellow 40 and the red 10 and all that crazy shit. Caffeine can work as a good pre-workout. My favorite pre-workout is a meat and nuts breakfast. Doing that is going to give you the energy and sustained drive you need to, and because the reason it works so well is it releases the right brain chemicals. Especially if you add some eggs in there, you get the acetylcholine. The meat sets you up to get the dopamine release. So these are like sustained, good, valuable pre-workout tools. But a pre-workout that I've taken in the past, we've had athletes take in the past, that I have reintroduced personally that I have found has worked really well is beta-alanine. And in the past, I've used it in pill form. And recently, I have brought it back in powder form. And I have found significant benefits in being able to train harder and longer in the gym. Of course, the more training you're able to do, you're able to get better adaptation, which gets you results faster. But be very careful with whether it's pill form or powder form. Beta-alanine can cause the body extreme itchiness, which I found when I got the powder form for the first time and I took it and I took too much. That was legit in terms of the itchiness of it. But when taken in moderation in the right amount, I have found extreme benefits for it. And not only in terms of being able to train longer and harder, but also a increase in energy without any crash. And there has been evidence, multiple studies, in terms of how beta-alanine has benefited people in terms of exercise performance, military performance, athletic performance. And the way it's able to do that is it opens up carnosine. Excuse me, let me reframe that. And the reason it's able to get the benefits that we're talking about is that recent research has identified beta-alanine as the rate-limiting precursor to carnosine, which, among other roles, is thought to be an important physiological buffer because it can readily accept protons during contraction-induced acidosis. Of course, we know carnosine can be found naturally in meat products, particularly deep waters in fish, and particularly deep water species of fish. But supplementation with beta-alanine seems to be necessary to achieve the active daily dose required to significantly elevate intramuscular carnosine. And I've known about the benefits of carnosine. Again, what I've seen in terms of taking carnosine as a supplement, the body is not that bioavailable to it. So I have actually been looking into getting it in injectable form, but it sounds like beta-alanine also does the same benefit of the injectable carnosine in terms of getting the body to have the carnosine in the muscles open up so you can get better results. I hope I'm making sense there. But this was from a study, alanine supplementation for athletic performance, an update. Again, what I found is taking beta-alanine is giving me when I trained. If I'm usually at 5 reps on something, I'm able to do 6 reps. And, you know, instead of starting to feel fatigue at like 45, 50 minutes, I started to feel fatigue at 60, 75 minutes. So it's been a game changer for me over the past couple weeks. And I highly recommend that you check it out. Let me see what else they have on here. We have, and comment, let me know what pre-workouts you guys are taking, man, because there's a lot of junk out there. A lot of junk. Okay, this is from, again, Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Did a 5-week training program with beta-alanine. 3 sessions were conducted per a week, 15 sessions in total, around 35 to 60 minutes. Back squat, barbell step up, and loaded jumping lunges. Ooh, when was the last time you did a loaded jumping lunge? How about that? Okay. And the results that they found. 5 weeks of supplementation with 6.4 grams a day of beta-alanine. In personal experience, I would recommend to not take that 6.4 grams all at once. Maybe take 3 grams before you work out, 3 grams or 3.2 grams before you work out, 3.2 grams near the end of your workout. Doing this 5 weeks of supplementation with 6.4 grams a day of beta-alanine compared with placebo during strength training led to increases in power output for loads equivalent to 1 rep max, kilograms lifted at 1 rep max, and power output gains at maximum power. And also the number of sets executed and the pre-post gain in kilograms lifted at 1 rep in an incremental load test. So that's legit, man. Again, I've tried beta-alanine in the past. It's worked well, but this is something I really want to bring in consistently, because another benefit of beta-alanine, which I did not know, I just knew about it from like the exercise performance benefits, but it also is an antioxidant with immune enhancing and anti-aging properties. So in terms of longevity, beta-alanine helps. And also, it has immune-enhancing effects, which, of course, we want a strong immune system. And when it comes to training adaptation, the stronger the immune system, then the healthier and better off we are going to be. So try some beta-alanine. Shoot me a message. Let me know what you think. Okay. This is another thing. So when it comes to reading, you know, I read a lot. And there's books that I go back to. There's probably like 10 books that I've probably read like 10 plus times. And there's other books that, you know, I know I'll go back to 2 or 3 times. And one that I recently ran back to is The Expectation Effect, How Our Mindset Can Change the World by David Robson. And it really is incredible in terms of what the data shows, how much our expectations on things, how it impacts our lives. And what he talks about in there is just we need to have a real awareness in how our beliefs impact our view on the world. Of course, our view on the world is not reality, right? It's perception. And we need to utilize the tool of expectations to improve our perception, so we can be able to hit our goals faster. And, you know, in many cases, help you live longer. You know, he talks about in here that the studies are pretty unequivocal. If we feel that as we age, we get wiser, we get stronger, we're going to live longer. He talks about this study that was done 10 years ago with the hotels and the hospitality workers, the women cleaning the rooms, and how they were, you know, overweight. And once it was brought to their attention that, hey, you're working out all day, you know, changing these sheets and cleaning these rooms. And immediately after that, all of their health levels improved, including body fat percentage. So we really need to understand how powerful expectations are. And we need to set us up to do them for our success, because there are real world consequences. And thoughts and beliefs are not just what's in our heads, because what's in our heads influences our health, our sleep, our stress, our memory, our concentration, our concentration, our fatigue, our creativity, and more. You know, one of the principles we talk about consistently here at Super Athlete is our physiology drives our psychology, right? The better that we are physically, the better we're going to be setting ourselves up to be mentally stable, to be able to focus better, to be able to concentrate better. But as Ashley Merriman, the two-time best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, wrote Top Dog and Nurture Shock, made sure to remind me when she was on the podcast, is that it's not just our physiology drives our psychology drives our physiology. And this book lays out some examples of that in terms of how impactful it can have. You know, if by telling ourselves I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, you're going to make your body more tired. By telling ourselves that we're energized, you know, going back to Tony, we talked about this the other day, and Tony Robbins, how his big thing is just getting in a peak state, because that sets you up to perform and feel at your best. And that's doing, whether you feel like it or not, doing certain actions, doing certain movements, doing certain breath techniques that really get you going. But I want to show you guys something that, so placebo was a huge part of this book. Actually on Amazon, I want to know how much revenue these guys make. But there's a company called Zeebo Tablets, designed to help you access your mind's potential. These are $25, and all they are sugar pills. There's literally nothing in there. So I just think it's super funny. I don't know why you're spending $25 on that when it seems like there's be a better way to take a fake pill to get the results you want. But it's just an example of, the book gives some extraordinary examples. I want you to check out the book. But in terms of how we think something is going to benefit us or hurt us, and how that turns it into a reality, whether or not it actually is a science-backed measure in terms of making us feel that way. So love the book. I'm going to work to apply it to my life and just be very conscious of my beliefs and my mindset on things and my expectations on things. But no, it's empowering to, you know, we talk about mindset all the time, and we talk about mental training and mental toughness, and it's empowering to know that any situation that happens in your life, you can flip the switch on it and say, this is going to make me better. This is going to make me grow. And by flipping that switch, this book, Expectation Effect, talks about that has a profound physiological and psychological effect. So highly recommend you check out the book. And the third thing I wanted to talk about today were three superfoods that I'm bringing back into my diet I want to do consistently. And that's blueberries, bee pollen, and maca. I've been a huge fan of all three of these over the, 10, 15 years. But I haven't been eating them as much. And I was looking like, what are some things I can add to my diet? I'm trying to keep my diet simple, right? So what are some things that I could add that are going to have, you know, profound differences, some stuff that I could just throw in a smoothie? And it was blueberries, it was maca, it was bee pollen. And the big thing with blueberries is it has polyphenols in it. And polyphenols are, they do all kinds of amazing things. I mean, there's just more and more research coming out in terms of what the benefits of polyphenols with your gut microbiome. But also, they reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. And they also lead to improved cardiovascular and neurocognitive functioning. So for all those in the Super Athlete programs who are experiencing any sort of brain fog or want to improve their VO2 max or their conditioning, blueberries have been shown to improve those significantly. And, you know, I'm just really intrigued about all the stuff that it's doing in terms of improving the gut biome. So we have a study here from National Library of Medicine, blueberry pollen, polyphenols alter gut microbiota and phenolic metabolism in rats. Even rats be getting benefits from blueberries. How about that? And what it showed was it literally shifts the composition of our gut microbiota. So, again, most of you guys now understand just the importance of gut health, how that impacts our performance, how it impacts brain health. And what this study has shown, and then what numerous other, I mean, more and more studies are coming out, is that blueberries have a profound impact on the microbiota of the gut. So I want to be eating those every day. I want to be having them in probably a couple times in a smoothie mixed with maca and bee pollen and maca, aka the Peruvian Viagra. Good for hormones, good for your libido, but there's also some really good benefits from it that go beyond that. If you guys are experiencing sexual dysfunction, then maca can help. But also, again, it's an antioxidant. And what I have found is that you got to have a lot of it, in my experience, taking maca over the years. So taking a couple pills of maca in a supplement, you might get some benefit, but our body adapts to it. I mean, if you go down to South America, some places they put it with everything. But I'm bringing it back. And yeah, so another thing, it's also been shown to improve mood and bump up energy levels. And this is huge. It also, in terms of athletic performance, animal studies have demonstrated that rats given maca could swim longer. Conditioning, better cardiovascular health. Also shown to improve fertility in men. So, again, maca is something I'm bringing back. Excited about it. It's something I've taken off and on for a long time. Went down to South America a couple years ago. It was everywhere. But I highly recommend that you add maca to your diet, or at least experiment with it, see how it goes. And the third thing I'm bringing back is bee pollen. I found a specific cognitive benefit to bee pollen, taking it over the years. And I've also done some research and discovered that the royal jelly from gets a lot of credit for what, like, the most healthiest part of, I guess, what bees produce here, because that's what the worker bees feed the queen bee, and she gains 2 to 3 to 4 times the size. What has been discovered, though, is that there's not really an impact in terms of that significant health benefits of the royal jelly on humans. But in terms of health benefits for us, it's claimed to lower cholesterol, reduce hardening of the arteries, improve metabolism, and increase hormone levels. It also improves stamina and sexual strength, reduces depression, and ease bleeding problems. Shout out to bee pollen. So I'm going to put these in a smoothie with some goat milk and some honey, and I'm going to optimize my energy. So hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you guys have not yet left us a review on Spotify and or Apple, do me a favor, do that. It is the easiest way to support us here at Super Athlete Support the Show. And it's totally free. So try beta-alanine, very productive pre-workout. Try, get the expectation effect. I highly recommend that you get that. And just understand how much of a power psychologically our beliefs and our mindset can have on our performance, creativity, our stress levels, our body, our health. A huge deal. And then blueberry, maca, and bee pollen as 3 ingredients to try out, superfoods potentially to help you become better than you've ever been. I'll see you guys at the next episode.